This is the second video clip in the series, The Believer Under the Law of Christ. As I've explained, I'm making these video clips because I'm very concerned with the teaching that says the believer is not under the law of Christ. And coupled with that, that the scriptures, the written scriptures, the external scriptures, are not an integral part of the law of Christ. As I've explained, I feel convinced, I am convinced, that this is wrong, and I think the consequences are very serious indeed. One text that's used, and the one I want to deal with in this very short clip, is Galatians 5:1. It's pretty clear that the apostle in Galatians 5:1 is telling the Galatian believers that they must not get involved, be entangled again with, come under the yoke of bondage. Christ has set them free. The Greek is staggering in Galatians 5:1. It is for freedom that Christ has set you free. Liberty is the great theme. Under no circumstances must you yield to the teachers who are saying to you, you must come under the law of Moses. Do not be entangled again. Do not go back to the law of Moses. Nor, in the Galatians case, of course, the law of the pagans, Galatians chapter 4. But so the argument runs. What the apostle is saying is that the believer is free of all law. He must not come under law as law. I respond to this. What the apostle is saying very clearly to the Galatians, they must not come under the Mosaic law, the law of Moses. They have died to that law, Romans 7, Galatians 2. They have been set free from that law. Under no circumstances must they lose their freedom by going back under the law of Moses or the pagan law. But this has nothing to say whatsoever on the law of Christ. Let me explore this just a little further. Go back into chapter 4 of Galatians, chapter 4, verse 21. Look at the allegory of Sarah and Hagar. That's all about bondage, and it's bondage under the law. It's clearly the Mosaic law he's talking about there. Read on through the chapter. Read on through the book. It's all about the law of Moses. Paul has not even mentioned the law of Christ at this stage in the letter. By no stretch of the imagination can you push this text, Galatians 5:1, into saying that believers are not under the law of Christ. It has nothing to say on that score at all. In fact, the fact that Paul does not say you're free of all law, even the law of Christ, and when I mention that in a few minutes' time, you'll understand you're not under that. The very fact that he doesn't say such things, but referring clearly to the law of Moses, and possibly, as I say, the pagan law, but the law of Moses, has nothing, therefore, to say against the argument the believer is under the law of Christ. Look how Paul goes on in the rest of chapter 5. For the next few verses, he deals with the matter of justification by faith, not by law. But from about verse 13 onwards, he picks up on sanctification, progressive sanctification. And that is not by the law either, the law of Moses, or the pagan law, of course, but the law of Moses. No, no, walk in the Spirit, keep in step with the Spirit, he says, chapter 5, verse 25. Keep in step with the Spirit. That's the way of sanctification in the New Covenant. And in this way, he goes on into chapter 6, verse 2. There are no chapter divisions here, of course. And in this way, by walking in the Spirit, keeping in step with the Spirit, obeying the Spirit, after all, Christ has written his law in the believer's heart. Keeping in step with the Spirit, in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ, says the apostle. Now the word fulfill here is very interesting. Christ came into the world in order to fulfill the law, the Mosaic law, Matthew 5, verse 17. And to do that, he came under the law, Galatians 4:4. He was made under the law. He came willingly, to do the will of his Father. Hebrews chapter 10. Lo, I come to do thy will, O God. God's law was written in his heart, and he came under the law to keep the law. And Paul says believers will fulfill the law, same idea, you see, as Matthew 5:17, by walking in the Spirit. Clearly they're under the law of Christ, though. That's what fulfill means. Matthew 5:17 establishes that point with Galatians 4:4. But you know, it's even stronger than that, Paul, because Paul did not use the Greek word that Matthew used in Matthew 5:17, that Christ used, or the equivalent of what Christ used, put into Greek, plero. That would have done the job. But Paul does not say plero in Galatians 6:2. He uses an even stronger word, anaplero, completely, entirely fulfill. The point I'm saying is this. Galatians 5:1 makes no contribution to the claim, no justification for the claim, that the believer is not, that the believer is under the law of Christ. No. It has nothing to say on that score. The believer is not under the law of Moses and must not go back to the law of Moses. But as Paul drives on through the rest of Galatians, coming to the climax in chapter 6, how shall I fulfill the law of Christ? I'm under it to fulfill it. I must fulfill it. I must willingly meet my obligation as a believer under the law of Christ. How will I do that? By walking in step with the Spirit. But how shall I know I'm walking in step with the Spirit? Is it all inward according to my own inward feelings? Is it some kind of mystical obedience with no objective, verifiable revelation? No, the Scriptures, of course. The very fact that we're reading this in Galatians 5 and 6 tells me that the Scriptures are this outward rule by which the saints walk. In brief, what I'm saying is this. As I read Galatians 5 and 6, I see all this happy combination. The believer is free, having died to the law of Moses, the law of bondage, the killing law, 2 Corinthians 3, died to it, Romans 7, Galatians 2. He must not go back to the law of Moses, must not go under bondage to the law of Moses. It won't justify him. It won't progressively sanctify him either. He's free from that. So where must he go? Is he free from all law? No, he will fulfill the law of Christ. He's under that law, and he will completely fulfill it by walking in the Spirit, who's written the law of Christ in his heart, as well as in the outward Scriptures. That's how I read Galatians 5 and 6. Coupled with other passages, I put it to you. The believer is under the law of Christ. He has to make a definite, knowing, willing fulfillment of his obligation by obeying Christ in his word, revealed in Scripture, all Scripture as nuanced by the apostles. And so walking by the Spirit, in the power of the Spirit, not just obeying external codes, as it were, not even doing that at all, not walking in the flesh trying to do it, but by the Spirit, loving the Word of God. Oh, how I love thy law, nuanced according to the new covenant. The believer, walking in the Spirit, will fulfill the law of Christ, under which he is, as Christ's servant, slave, as Christ is his master, and Romans 7, his husband too. He will walk by the Spirit under the law of Christ in accordance with Scripture. This is what I see revealed in these two chapters. The consequences of trying to divorce the Scripture in any way, making any suggestion that the Scriptures are not an integral part of this, I feel, I am sure, is very dangerous. And to take away the sense of obligation to the law of Christ, under the law of Christ, I think also is open to terrible misunderstanding and consequence. I'm not accusing my friends who hold this view of any aberration in practice at all, but I'm thinking of the consequences. down the line in years to come. On the basis of the exegesis of Scripture, which I've been brief here, I've written about it and will publish on it, but according to the exegesis of Scripture I've seen in Galatians 5 and 6, I say again, the believer is free from the law of Moses, but under the law of Christ, and walking in the power of the Spirit, he will fulfill the law of Christ. May God grant all true believers to gladly submit to the law of Christ, and by the Spirit fulfill it, to the glory of God and their own progressive sanctification and glorification.